This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for October 15th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 19. It says there, "And my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." End of quote. Let God's love, resources, and power satisfy you. Alexander Pope, one of the greatest English poets, said this, "Blessed is he who expects nothing, for he shall never be disappointed." End of quote. We naturally tend to place our expectation on others. We put our expectations on parents, children, spouses, friends, and even church and its members. The outcome is we get disappointed. The truth is that none will be willing and able to meet all your needs. This is the truth we learn in our lives as we grow in life. The people around you do not have enough love, resources, and power because their love, resources, and power are limited. When they ran out of their love, resources, and power, you get disappointed. We all learn this from our life experiences, don't we? Beloved, God wants you to lean on Him for all your needs. Jesus taught the disciples to pray for their daily needs and protection. You see, His resources, power, and love are neither limited nor conditional. His love, power, and resources are unlimited and unconditional. Bible says in the book of Psalms 34:5, "People who looked on Him, on God, are glad, and they will never be disappointed." You see, you may have done a lot of sacrifices and good things for someone near to you or a group of people. Do you think they are going to cherish and remember you for a long time? Most probably they are not. People disappoint us. On the contrast, God remembers all the small things you did for His name. He will reward you for all your love and service for Him. But do not expect any reward from people. Do not let your hope put on them. Do not let you get disappointed by placing an expectation on others. Whoever that may be, your spouse, children, co-believers, or friend, you do what God called you to do. Do your assignment faithfully as you would to the Lord. At the due time, He will reward you, guaranteed. God has an excellent track record in remembering and rewarding. Bible says in the book of Ephesians chapter 6 verse 8, it says, "Remember, the Lord will pay for your good thing you do, whether you are slave or free." End of quote. There is no shadow of a doubt. God will pay you or reward you for each good things you do, whatever your status in the society is. Today's insight says, "And my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus." End of quote. You see, when God supplies, did you notice He rewards according to His riches in glory? Think about how rich God is. How glorious He is. He will supply according to the manner of His riches and glory. Secondly, God rewards you according to His all-sufficient and supernatural richness and glory by Jesus Christ. Your reward comes by His Son, Jesus Christ, who died, buried, and rose again for all of your sins and shortcomings. Beloved, do you have Jesus in your life? If so, you are richer than many others in this world. Have you come to Jesus and accepted Him as your Savior and Lord? If so, God supplies and rewards you according to His riches in glory because you trusted in Jesus, His Son, as your Savior and Lord. He is the all-sufficient Savior all through your life and even afterlife. If you haven't yet, you can get connected to God and His immense provisions in and through Jesus Christ right now with a small prayer. You see, God cleanses and purifies from all your sins, past, present, and future, by the blood of Christ. When you come to Jesus, God adopts you into His loving heavenly family and grants you eternal life. You become a co-heir with Jesus on all of God's riches, glory, and inheritance. Instead of placing your expectation on people, begin placing your trust on expectation on God alone. then you will never be disappointed. Remember, people disappoint, but God never. Beloved, God, a moment for today's prayer. Pray with me. Father in heaven, you promised when you look at your face, when I look at your face, I will never be disappointed. I look to him and lean on you for all my daily needs. Remember, you also said you shall supply all my needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I believe Jesus died and rose again for my sins. He paid for all of my sins and shortcomings when he died in my place. Now I come and accept him as my Savior and Lord. Please forgive me, Lord, and save me now. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.